Georgia's coast is not an ashtray. That's the name of an anti-litter campaign underway up and down the Georgia coast. I went to the beach to find out more. It's a hot and humid summer day in Georgia, so let's head to the water. On the St. Simons Island fishing pier, we can find some shade, a nice breeze, and lots of people fishing and crabbing. But that's not all they're doing. Many are smoking. And then...
So it was just surprising to us when you would see people not only casting a fishing line, but also flicking a cigarette butt in the water.
That's Katie Smith of the UGA Marine Extension and Georgia Sea Grant. All those butts end up on the ground or in the water. Leah King-Bedina of the environmental group Keep Golden Isles Beautiful says they add up quickly.
When we performed the litter scan and picked up the litter cigarette butts, we picked up over 2,000 in a very small area. And so just looking, it's easy to see cigarette butts. It looks like maybe in some areas there are not that many, but once you start picking up and counting, the numbers skyrocket.
This is true all along Georgia's beaches. On Tybee Island, volunteers say they pick up 3,000 to 5,000 butts whenever they do a litter pickup, a couple times a week. It's not just an eyesore. Cigarette butts contain the filter, which is full of harmful chemicals from cigarette smoke. And it's made of plastic, not cotton or paper, so it takes a long time to break down. So Smith and King-Bedina are also out here on the pier with the fishers and smokers.
If you have anybody in your world who smokes, we're giving away free cup ashtrays and pocket ashtrays, so feel free to take some back. We're encouraging folks not to flick their cigarette butts.
Well, I'll take it for my son.
Our strategy is to get it out really fast and saying that they're free.
This group got together with others in all six of Georgia's coastal counties to secure a $15,000 grant from Keep America Beautiful. They're calling it Georgia's Coast is Not an Ashtray. In part, it's paying for two kinds of ashtrays.
One is a cup ashtray that looks like a cup with a little ashtray part on the top. And then we have pocket ashtrays that looks like a tiny little change purse.
They've also installed freestanding ashtrays and ashtray boxes that mount on poles. And the grant is funding thousands of signs for business windows and coasters to go in bars. Farther up the coast on Tybee Island, volunteers are working a little more closely with the local bars. Tim Arnold is with the Tybee Clean Beach Volunteers.
Look at all these cans. I love this.
Locals are rounding up cans, and they've got some local bars like Huckapoo's and Hotel Tybee saving them, too.
You can take cans on the beach, so naturally there's a lot of cans floating around Tybee.
The volunteers are turning those cans into yet another type of ashtray. They cut off their tops, then cut vertical strips all around the can. Then, well, here's Amanda Burns teaching Brian Gilbert.
So pick two of the tabs.
One folds over, right?
One folds over the other, yeah. So you want to.
They weave
sure
the strips of aluminum around the edge, like making a braid or a friendship bracelet. Gilbert's getting the hang of it.
Close. Let me see the underside of one of yours.
The finished product has an edge, sort of like a woven basket. The island's beach ambassadors, who set up under tents by popular beach access points, hand them out. Arnold says they're going through about 200 a week. The biggest challenge is turning out to be making enough ashtrays.
We may have half the island making ashtrays out of cans next year, but, you know, we're already saturated in alcohol. We might as well make something productive out of the resulting can.
Something they hope will keep at least some butts off the beach. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.